It was wonderful to be with you again. When you come in here, leave your problems outside the door. Leave everything outside the door. Come in here like a newborn babe. No attitudes. No preconceived ideas. No concepts. If you come in here totally naked mentally, you'll be able to absorb the truth as outlined, and it becomes very meaningful to you. But if you come in here with preconceived ideas, attitudes, concepts, you will not be open to receive the truth. You'll just come in to add more garbage to the pail. We're here for one purpose. That purpose is really no purpose. We're not here for any particular purpose. But it's like you say, I'm here to awaken to the truth, to become self-realized, to find happiness and peace. This is all reasons to be here. You want to find yourself. You know why you're getting older and older every year. You may drop your body tomorrow, you don't know. You want to find out the truth. Who am I? What is life all about? What am I doing here on this earth? How did I get here? Where do I go after I leave my body? You know all these answers are within yourself. If you only become still, then everything will be revealed to you. But the moment you allow your mind to think, then you spoil everything. For some people it's difficult to set the mind from thinking. The mind seems to own you, control you totally and completely. You try your best but the mind still overcomes you, takes control of your body, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, brings up things of the past, worries about the future. How to put a stop to all this? We discuss these things slowly but surely. See what we get. many people contact me in regard to their problems. Everyone seems to have problems. They come to me and they say, Robert, I've got a problem. Can you help me? The first thing I usually say is, you say, I've got a problem. Who is this I that has a problem? Is this I you? Are you the I that has a problem? Where does I come from? Knowing truth that you have no problem, the I has a problem. You're totally free from problems. From your consciousness. But you say, I have a problem. You're right, I have a problem, not you. And the I has a problem, never you. Never you, only the I. It's wonderful when you can separate yourself from the I. Separate yourself from the I right now. Think of all the problems the I has. Since about this morning. How many times do you use the word I? I need this, I need that. I have to go there, I have to go there. I like this, I hate that. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm depressed. Now think for a moment what would happen if you separate yourself completely from the eye. Absolutely separated from the eye. There would be none of these anything. You would be totally free and liberated. Therefore, the only problem you have is the eye thought. That's the only problem you have, the eye. It makes no difference how deep your problems may be, how serious they are, what they're all about. It makes no difference at all. We realize I have a problem, not me, but I. The example of this is you have a cancer on your neck, you have a tumor, and the surgeon cuts it out. A month later it goes back on the other shoulder. And the surgeon cuts it out, it goes on your back, and the surgeon cuts it out. You go on the side, the surgeon cuts it out. Instead of the surgeon trying to find out where the cause of these tumors, he simply cuts them away, cuts them off. And you go back again and again and again. This is the way we are with I. We forget we're not I. We can't identify with I as if we're I. We have absolutely nothing to do with I. And when you take a step back and look at the eye, you realize there's all the problems are attached to it. Every problem in this area that you have is attached to the eye. Therefore, by trying to resolve your problems, you know, they're very important. So I'll come back again tomorrow in a different way, in a different form. The problems are in the mind, in the mind's eye. Simply by resolving problems from the outside, it's simply turning the mind. So it's like a change of mind. From one problem to no problem. It never ends, it never stops. So putting into it, the eye has to become evaluated. So we watch out. Removed in its entirety. Once you remove the eye, there'll be no more problems of any kind, of any nature. It's impossible to have a problem with no eye. From where it's coming up is reality, the universe, when the eye is gone. Therefore, the question of what I can do with this eye. In many ways, I'm talking about that rule. By sitting still and observing the eye in action, making it. In other words, if you sit still as consciousness, and you watch the eye doing its work, without reacting to it, the eye will become weaker and weaker and disappear ultimately. You are like the ocean. You are like bubbles on the sea. Bubbles come, bubbles go. They change, they appear, they disappear. But you as the ocean always remain the same. So when you begin to sit still and observe the problems coming and going, appearing and disappearing, just watching come and go, without reacting, without identifying, then you become weaker and weaker and weaker. And flying this a big improvement. That's what you have to do. Become still. Watch your mind working. And pay no attention. Just watching. Watch it thinking about this, thinking about that. Remember your consciousness. Remember the mind thinks. Your pure intelligence. Boundless space. And you're observing your mind in action. The eye will soon disappear and be free. And just watching the mind. Watch it. Observe it. Look at it. See it. Don't interact to it. Another way. It's to surrender the entire eye to the self. Surrender it totally, completely. Give it up. If For instance, you're talking to me about your problems on the telephone or in person. Once you tell me about them, they're gone. The job is totally finished. There's nothing I have to do. You give me a problem by telling me about them. As far as they're concerned, you're safe, you're free. They're gone, they're finished. You don't think of them again. In other words, you can turn away completely from the problem. Turn from it, totally completely. Give it up. Surrender. Whatever's bothering you, whatever's troubling you, let go of it. You are your favorite now forever. But you have to act upon. You have to act upon that you have no more problem. It's all gone. I'm not playing any mind games. Or somebody got any problems with God. If you truly get the problem to God, you surrender the problem to God, you'll feel happy and peaceful. You'll feel wonderful all over. It's so good to handle this. And by practicing self-inquiry, asking yourself, when does this problem come? Who has this problem? I do. Where's the source of the I? Where did I come from? Where's the source? Focus your attention on your heart, fins on the left side of your chest. And feel the problem, whatever it is, the eye going inside. Your consciousness. And the eye problem is going inside the chest, inside the heart, and you're free. Practice any one of these methods, you will feel happy, secure, peaceful. You try to practice. All of life is on your side. There's never anything in the universe that wants to hurt you. You are a nature of total happiness. This is what you are. And somehow you can hypnotize into believing your body and your mind. And you go through experiences, learn lessons. It's all a bunch of hogwash. Nonsense. There are no lessons you have to learn. There's nothing else to do. It's like another dream. In that dream you kill some people, you go to prison, you escape, you wake up. You wake up, do you feel the police working for you? To escape from jail? Of course not. You laugh, it's all a dream. That's how I live here. On this earth. Same way. You can mesmerize into believing that you are real. You're not what you think you are. You're not limited to your body. You're up a very boundless space. Unlimited. Become fearless. Don't be afraid of anything. Be yourself. Leave the world alone. It's not a thing to try to change people, places or things. Everything around the way it is. Free yourself. Don't see if you have to free anybody else. Once you free yourself, you'll know everybody else is free also. Don't worry about time, how long it takes. Just keep practicing each and every eye. It's the only job you have. Work on yourself constantly, diligently. Don't allow a day to go by when you don't catch yourself reacting, feeling sorry for yourself. Catch yourself immediately and change the thought patterns. But I was sitting still and watching. Remembering my consciousness. And life is a plane of consciousness. I'll be surrendering the whole thing, surrendering everything to God. Seeing with my will but thine. Pan Sam Kwai, Chinese has come to say these things and have these problems. So the place is to do. You're not the only person now. The council sits on this, which is extraordinary. You must follow the crowd. It's all the same. When the world turns around. The world is trying to improve its pride. Everybody's fighting and dying to improve it. Why do you want to improve? Everything is just what it's supposed to be. This may seem strange to some people. You know, not everything is the way it's supposed to be. And if humanity, man is a man of the world. You see wars, natural catastrophes happening all over the place. Is this the way everything is supposed to be? Of course. There are no mistakes. It's been like this since the beginning of time. And people have been trying to change things since the beginning of time. Begin to understand this was a change thing, you're supposed to know yourself. When you find freedom, you find the whole universe in yourself. When you become liberated, you become more pervading. Everything is you. You can be happy. Finish your dream. I'm working for the dream. Feel free to ask questions. Life is very simple, you know. Why do you make it so difficult?
Being still and having a lot of dreams, to stir up a lot of dreams. still, red fur still for a while, and then at night green bin hunting.
Doing this is a part of like adventure emotions. Most things that they are like to get rid of the stuff that's binding is during the day. You can get rid of things that's adventure at night. You can have a dream. But there are psychic dreams, all kinds of dreams. But I wouldn't pay too much attention to my dreams. For just like I'm in a dream now. We're all dreaming now. We're dreaming another dream. This is all a dream. So when I wake up, I'm going to say, I dreamed a dream, as if it was all different, I didn't know what kind of dream was. And I really didn't get friends with it. So when you're waking from this dream, you don't care what kind of dream you had. You feel this all night, you're totally free. So is what you dream at night. You have dreams, and you think it's something important. They're not really important. It's just a way to venture emotions. And you know, both times when you guys didn't dream. But you want to do those who awaken from this dream. Life is very beautiful, gorgeous. But we've been programmed into bringing our body and our mind, and life cannot be beautiful for you. We keep changing from one to the other. And the world is reality. Cause and effect. Karma. In reality, karma doesn't exist. Cause and effect doesn't exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. But as long as you believe you're about your mind, and these things will be true for you. This is why the most important thing is to do is to get rid of the notion. To abandon your mind.